Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun, day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Dr. Everything be alright. Instead of asking how much of your time is left, ask him how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder than the afterworld. This life, you're on your own. And if the elevator tries to break you down,
this is Laura Kuhn of the John Cage Trust. You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Accra, creative and community radio in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC welcomes audio responses from listeners. Anyone can call and leave a message with WGXC, and we'll play it on the air. Call 518-291-WGXE and leave up to a 3-minute message for airplay. Hear something you disagree with? Want to speak out on an issue? Plug your band's show? Let your neighbors know something important? Call 518-291-9492 and leave a 3-minute message anytime about any issue. That number again is 518-291-WGXE. 518-291-9492. WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Rhodes Adler of Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM, listener aided and abetted radio.
Take your Wellingtons off, children. And Mammy will tell you a pleasant story.
This is Kevin Factor, and you're listening to Foraging Ahead, a special Memorial Day edition of the program, so we can take a break from our own personal wars against anxiety and fear and isolation and depression and all that fun stuff. And we'll visit wars of the past that have been memorialized in song. We'll be hearing songs from Warren Zevon, the High Kings, Steve Earle, this band I came across, Terror State. We'll cover wars from the Spanish-American War, the American Civil War, the Vietnam War, of course. Even found a song about the Iraq War and Afghanistan and World War I and general songs of war, and they all seem to be more or less kind of against war and divorcing those who fight from those who direct. We're going to start off with a poem by E.E. Cummings, one of my favorites. Next to God, of course, America, I. Happy Memorial Day.
Next to, of course, God, America, I love you, land of the pilgrims, and so forth. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early my country 'tis of? Centuries come and go and are no more. What of it? We should worry. In every language, even deaf and dumb, thy sons acclaim your glorious name. By gurry, by jingo, by gee, by gosh, by gum. Why talk of beauty? What could be more beautiful than these heroic happy dead who rushed like lions to the roaring slaughter? They did not stop to think, they died instead. Then shall the voice of liberty be mute. He spoke and drank rapidly a glass of water.
Roland was a warrior from the land of the midnight sun, with a Thompson gun for hire, fighting to be done. The deal was made in Denmark on a dark and stormy day, so he set out for Biafra to join the bloody fray. Through 66 and 7 they fought the Congo War, with their fingers on their triggers, knee-deep in gore. The days and nights they battled the Bantu to their knees, they killed to earn their living and to help out the Congolese. Roland the Thompson gunner, Roland the Thompson gunner. His comrades fought beside him, Van Owen and the rest, but of all the Thompson gunners, the best. So the CIA decided they wanted Roland dead. That son of a bitch Van Owen blew off Roland's head. Roland, the headless Thompson. Headless body stalking through the night in the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. In the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. Roland searched the continent for the man who done him in. He found him in Mombasa, in a ballroom drinking gin. Roland aimed his Thompson gun, he didn't say a word, but he blew out Owen's body from there to Johannesburg. Roland the headless Thompson gunner, Roland the headless Thompson gunner, the headless Thompson gunner,
talking about the man.
Roland the headless Thompson gunner,
the eternal Thompson gunner, still wandering through the night. Now it's 10 years later, but he still keeps up the fight. In Ireland, in Lebanon, in Palestine, in Berkeley, Paddy Hurst heard the burst of Roland's Thompson gun and bought it.
Well, how do you do? Private William McBride, do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while neath the warm summer sun? I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. Oh, I see by a gravestone you're only 19 when you joined the great fallen in 1916. And I hope you died well, oh, I hope you died clean, or young William McBride, was it? And did they beat the drum solely? Did they play the fife lowly? Did the rifles fire o'er you as they lowered you down? Did the bugles sound out the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did you leave there a wife or a sweetheart behind in some faithful heart? Is your memory enshrined, although you died back in 1916 in that faithful heart? Are you forever 19, or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed in forever behind a glass frame in an old photograph, torn, battered and stained and faded? Did they beat the drums only? Did they play the fife lonely? Did the rifles fire o'er you as they lowered you down? Did the bugles sound out the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? I hear no, why did they die? And did they believe when they answered the call? Did they really believe that this war would end wars? The sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the shame of the killing and dying was all done in vain. For young William McBride, it all happened again and again. Didn't they drums slowly? Did they play the fife lowly? Did the rifles fire o'er you as they lowered you down? Did the bugles sound out the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? And did they beat the drums slowly? Did they play the fife lowly? Did the rifles fire o'er you as they lowered you down? Did the bugles sound out the last post and chorus? The pipes play the flowers of the forest.
Cascades, saw the mighty hawks with down upon a stream to devour its prey. Now we're moving chairs in some panic mode to barricade the doors. As my heart rate surges on adrenaline nerves, I feel I've been here before. I made it back from hell's attack, some distant bloody war.
Thompson Gunner by Warren Zevon. Greenfields of France, a wonderful take on that song by the High Kings, and The Guns of Umpqua by the Drive-By Truckers, memorializing the constant war we wage on ourselves as a society that can't get its act together. Next up, Medley by the Pogues, little Bob Dylan, of course, and some Clash. You're listening to WGXC, and this is Kevin Factor on Foraging Ahead. We'll be right back.
and made of vinyl. Her passengers assembled with their tickets at the station. My eyes began to dazzle and I have to see the races. When we went farther to farther to the island, there are passengers from Limerick and passengers from Nina, the boys of Connemara and the Clare and Murray Glens. There are people from Cork City who were loyal, true and faithful. They're holding up many prisoners from dying of foreign nations. When we went farther to farther to the island, there you see the pipers and the fiddlers competing. This morning we had a fortune and a 4 and 20 quarters. We stood there as well, scrubbing, pelting, what is that poor Maggie? And the father well content with her, he gazed and had his daughter. When we went farther to, farther to the island, unsustainably, the pink, the blue, the orange and green, the colours of our nation. The time it came for a state and all our eyes have seen the patient. The feet they heard, they touched the ground, the speed was so amazing. When we went farther to, farther to the island, there was half a million people there of all denominations. The Catholic, the Protestant, the Jew, the Presbyterian. Yet no animosity, no matter what persuasion. Your hospitality and choose a fresh acquaintance with me. Back, follow, do follow, till the island.
Trouble, we gonna raise hell. my name, it ain't nothing. My age, it means less. The country I come from is called the Midwest. I was taught and brought up there, the laws to abide, and that the land that I live in has God on its side. Oh, the history books tell it, they tell it so well. The cavalry's charged, the Indians fell. The cavalry's charged, the Indians died. Oh, the country was young with God on its side. The Spanish American War had its day, and the Civil War too was soon laid away, and the names of the heroes I was made to memorize, with guns in their hands and God on their side. The First World War, boys, it came and it went. The reason for fighting I never did get, but I learned to accept it with pride. For you don't count the dead when God's on your side. The Second World War came to an end. We forgave the Germans, and then we were friends. Though they murdered 6 million in the ovens they fried, the Germans now to have God on their side. I've learned to hate the Russians all through my whole life. If another war comes, it's them we must fight. To hate them and fear them, to run and to hide, and accept it all bravely with God on my side. But now we got weapons of chemical dust. If fire them were forced to, then fire them we must. One push of the button and it shot the world wide. And you never ask questions when God's on your side. through many dark hours. I've been thinking about this, that Jesus Christ was betrayed by a kiss. But I can't think for you, you'll have to decide whether Judas Iscariot had God on his side. So now as I'm leaving, I'm weary as hell. The confusion I'm feeling, ain't no tongue can tell. The words fill my head and fall to the floor. That if God's on our side, he'll stop the next war.
You're listening to Foraging Ahead on WGXC, Acre, Cairo, Catskill, Hudson. And I'm Kevin Factor. We're doing a Memorial Day Songs of War, Past, Present, and Future. Lincoln said, "A house divided against itself cannot stand. We cannot be both slave and free." And we got a house divided. We got a house on fire. We got a house with termite rot and plumbing issues. And we need an electrician. But whether or not a house half idiot and half not idiot can stand, we're going to soon see. And I'm not so sure which half I'm in. Coming up, Bob Marley's going to set the tune and the tone. And he's going to be followed by Civil War song and a song about World War III. And a song about the Spanish-American War, one of the first great international imperialist wars of this country. Enjoy.
Until the philosophy which owed one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until there are no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes, miss a war. That until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race, it is a war. That until that day, the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality, will remain but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war. War. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola
up by human bondage. I've been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war. Miss a war. War in the east. War in the west. War up north. War down south. War, war. Rumors of a war. And until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight, we find it necessary. And we know we shall win, as we are confident in the victory of good over evil.
With the spirit that will start the world along. Sing it as we used to sing it, 50,000 strong.
While we were marching to Georgia, hurrah, hurrah, we bring the jubilee. Hurrah, hurrah, the flag that makes you free. So we sang a chorus from Atlanta to the sea. Started from the ground while we were marching to Georgia. Hurrah, hurrah, we bring the jubilee. Hurrah, hurrah, the flag that makes you free. So we sang a chorus from Atlanta to the sea while we were marching to Georgia.
Yes, and there were Union men who wept with joyful. When they saw the honored flag they had not seen for years, hardly could they be restrained from breaking forth in cheers.
While we were marching through Georgia, hurrah, hurrah, we bring the jubilee. Hurrah, hurrah, the flag that makes you free. So we sang a chorus from Atlanta to the sea. Marching to Georgia. Marching through Georgia. Hurrah, hurrah, we
that makes you free. So we sang a chorus from Atlanta to the sea, while we were marching to Georgia. Hurrah, hurrah, we bring the jubilee. Hurrah, hurrah, the flag that makes you free. So we sang a chorus from Atlanta to the sea, while we were marching to Georgia. While we were marching to Georgia.
This year we've been celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Civil War, and the 50th anniversary of the beginning of World War I, and the 20th anniversary of the end of World War II. So all in all, it's been a good year for the war buffs. And a number of LPs and television specials have come out capitalizing on all this nostalgia with particular emphasis on the songs of the various wars. I feel that if any songs are going to come out of World War III, we better start writing them now. I have one here. You might call it a bit of pre-nostalgia. This is the song that some of the boys sang as they went bravely off to World War III. So long, Mom, I'm off to drop the bomb, so don't wait up for me. But while you swelter down there in your shelter, you can see me on your TV. While we're attacking frontally, watch Brinkley and Huntley describing contrapuntally the cities we have lost. No need for you to miss a minute of the agonizing Holocaust. Yeah! Little Johnny Jones, he was a U.S. pilot, and no shrinking violet, was he? He was mighty proud when World War III was declared. He wasn't scared, no siree. And this is what he said on his way to Armageddon. So long, Mom, I'm off to drop the bomb, so don't wait up for me. But though I may roam, I'll come back to my home, although it may be a pile of debris. Remember, Mommy, I'm off to get a commie, so send me a salami and try to smile somehow. I'll look for you when the war is over, an hour and a half from now.
What's the song about which I said everything that there is to be said, which is the battleships of men? We started singing this before there was a war. We've been singing it so long that we're tired of the song and the war. And we'll stick with it for a while and see what happens next. McKinley called for volunteers and then I got my gun. Spaniard I saw coming, I dropped my gun and run. It was all about that battleship, man. Now why are you running? Are you afraid to die? The reason I am running is because I cannot fly. It was all about that battleship, man. At war with that great nation, Spain. When I get back to Spain, I'm gonna honor my name. It was all about that battleship, man. It was a running, and I was running too. I give my feet good exercise, I had nothing else to do. It was all about that battleship, man. Well, they chased me all through Cuba, and I thought I'd lose my life. If I go back to Mobile, I'll send my darling wife to fight for that battleship, man. At war with that great nation, Spain. When I get back to Spain, I'm gonna honor my name. It was all about that battleship, man. Now when they were chasing me, I fell down on my my knees. First thing I cast my eyes upon was a great big pot of peas. It was all about that battleship, Maine. Well, the peas, they were greasy, and the meat, it was fat. The soldiers fighting the Spaniards, and I was fighting that. It was all about that battleship, Maine. At war with that great nation, Spain. When I get back to Spain, I'm gonna honor my name. It was all about that battleship, Maine. Tell me, what kind of shoes do the Rough Riders wear? Buttons on the sides cost 5½ a pair. It was all about that battleship, Maine. And what kind of shoes do the old farmers wear? All broke down, they cost $1 a pair. It was all about that battleship, Maine. At war with that great nation, Spain. When I get back to Spain, I'm gonna honor my name. I was fighting about that battleship, Maine.
This is Foraging Ahead. I'm Kevin Factor. That was War by Bob Marley. Marching Through Georgia, an old Union marching song, not too popular in the South. Tom Lehrer's So Long, Mom. I'm off to drop the bomb. That seems far from everyone's mind these days. And The Battleship of Maine by the New Lost City Ramblers. Next up, we're going to have the Dropkick Murphys, a band I found poking around called Terror State with Operation Iraqi Freedom, a song about Iraqi freedom. The acronyms OIL were quickly changed. And then little Steve Earle, John Walker's Blues, and the Dixie Chicks with a song that always makes me cry, Traveling Soldier. Now, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
Well, on the road to sweet Thyheru, Heru. Well, on the road to sweet Thyheru, Heru. Well, on the road to sweet Thyheru, stick in the hand, a drop in the eye, a doleful damsel, I did cry. Johnny, I hardly knew ya. Where are the eyes that look so mild with my to see you home. Hooroo, hooroo, I'm happy for to see you home from the Isle of Ceylon.
the present, prepared for Armageddon. But Allah has some other plan, some secret not revealed. Now they're dragging me back with my head in the sack to the land of the infidel. Ashandu, La ilaha illallah. Ashandu, La ilaha
كذلك يضرب الله للناس أمثالهم فإذا لقيتم الذين كفروا فضرب الرقاب حتى إذا أثخنتموهم فشدوا الوثاق فإما منا بعد.
Past 18, he was waiting for the bus in his army green. Sat down in a booth in a cafe there. Gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile. And he said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? I'm feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in an hour and I know where we can go. So they went down and they sat on the pier. He said, I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care. I got no one to send a letter to. Would you mind if I sent one back here?